aided Lila, one of my best friends. I'd had to wait my turn. Now they're broken up, amicably. No big heartbreak on either side. She'd gone to college in Utah, and he'd stayed in Cooper Valley to work at Wolf Ranch. I even asked Lila if she'd mind if I dated him, and she'd said no. So, when I bumped into Tyler at the grocery store last week, I flirted and asked if he wanted to hang out. He'd suggested a hike. He'd always been an outdoorsy guy. Today, he took me down into the canyon to a path along the riverside. When he pulled out a picnic blanket from his backpack, my heart fluttered. I love romance. But then, the kiss. So bad. Relief trickled along the sides of my neck. At least we were on the same page. Yeah. Tyler picked up a stone and sent it skipping into the river like a pro. He really was the perfect guy. Big, strong, good at everything he did, and chivalrous. A true cowboy. The old-fashioned kind that Cooper Valley bred. Maybe it's because I feel guilty. I groped for some reason why kissing Tyler, after all this time and imagining, wouldn't be hot as hell. I crushed on you for so many years, but you were with Lila. Maybe I programmed my brain to think of you as a brother or something. Tyler laughed and turned his gaze on me, his blue eyes crinkling with amusement. You crushed on me, huh? I poked him with my elbow. Don't let it go to your head, big guy. Every girl in school crushed on you. His smile grew wider. God, he was really good looking. But all attraction was gone now. Yeah? Stop fishing for... He tilted his head back and sniffed, which distracted me from finishing my sentence. Because it looked as if he'd caught a scent of cookies and wanted to follow it. Oh, shit. Tyler jumped to his feet to stand in front of me. It took a second to process what was in front of us, a mountain lion, which looked like a big, very scary cat. The domestic cats I met had all been snooty assholes, but this very not-domestic one looked downright evil. Like he was going to toy with us, then rip us to shreds. Oh yeah, then eat us. Growing up in Montana, I heard about the dangers of a chance encounter with a mountain lion, even a bear on a trail. That they stalked you when you didn't know it. That they were stealthy. Holy shit, they were right. I never knew it had been nearby. And now, it was right in front of us. He lifted his arms in the air like you're supposed to do to make yourself appear taller. Whoa, he shouted, like he was addressing an errant bull on the ranch where he worked, not a supersized feral cat. I scrambled to my feet, but he threw out an arm to keep me behind him. Easy, cat. The mountain lion did not take it easy, though. It took a silent step closer, crouching lower like it was getting ready to pounce. Tyler? Mountain lion. That's a mountain lion. Like he didn't know. But my panic was making me act like an idiot. An alive one. I didn't want to be a dead one. Fuck, stay behind me. I won't let anything happen to you. He raised his arms and waved them up and down again as if he were flagging down a semi-truck. I'd be swooning if it weren't for the brotherly kiss. What was wrong with me? This magnificent man should totally turn me on. Yes, still an idiot. I was thinking about being with Tyler at a time like this. Maybe my life was flashing before my eyes. I stayed behind him, inanely clutching the back of his shirt in my fist as if he might get away from me if I didn't hang on for dear life. The big-ass cat charged, Tyler braced, bending his knees like a defensive lineman. I screamed. There was no way Tyler could survive a fight with a mountain lion. Tyler launched into the air, kicking the cat in the chest at the same time it slashed him with his great claws. Tyler! The force of his attack drove the cat back, but it was even madder now, and it had badly injured Tyler. He grabbed his bleeding shoulder and rushed to put his body between mine and the mountain lion once more. Dropping to my knees, I yanked open his backpack, searching for a weapon of any kind. Please have bear spray, I muttered, as I tossed our lunch out of the pack onto the ground. Did that stop mountain lions too? The cat attacked again. Tyler